scarf and white silk blouse. "I'm Nonata. Annie asked me to come get you and take you to the Renaissance." May knew the company's practice of naming each portion of the campus after a historical era. It was a way to make an enormous place less impersonal, less corporate. It beat Building 3B East, where May had last worked. Her final day at the public utility in her hometown had been only 3 weeks ago. They were stupefied when she gave notice. But already it seemed impossible she'd wasted so much of her life there. Good riddance, May thought, to that gulag and all it represented. Renata led May into a large room the size of a basketball court, where there were 20 desks, all different, all carved from blonde wood into desktops of organic shapes. They were separated by dividers of glass and arranged in groups of five, like petals on a flower. None were occupied.
"You're the first here," Renata said. "But you won't be alone for long. Each new customer experience area tends to fill pretty quickly, and you're not far from all the more senior people."
And here she swept her arm around, indicating about a dozen offices surrounding the open space. Each was walled in glass, revealing the occupants. All of the supervisors, slightly older, a bit more polished, preternaturally calm.
"The architects really like glass, eh?"
Renata stopped, furrowed her brow, and thought on this notion. She put a strand of hair behind her ear and said,
"I think so. I can check, but first we should explain the setup and what to expect on your first real day."
Renata explained the features of the desk and chair and screen, all of which had been ergonomically perfected and could be adjusted for those who wanted to work standing up.
"You can set your stuff down and adjust your chair and... Oh, looks like you have a welcoming committee. Don't get up," she said.
May followed Renata's eyeline and saw a trio of young faces making their way to her. A balding man in his late 20s extended his hand. May shook it, and he put an oversized tablet on the desk in front of her.
"Hi, May. I'm Rob from payroll. Bet you're glad to see me."
He smiled, then laughed heartily as if he'd just realized anew the humor in his repartee.
"Okay," he said. "We filled out everything here. There's just these three places you need to sign."
He pointed to the screen where yellow rectangles